Hello, I'm Sue. You may have listened to my podcast on Bizarre London that is usually run on a Sunday afternoon. Another walk I lead is on the medieval city, by which I mean the square mile, today's business city. That's run periodically. It's also at the weekend. When I say business city, you may well be thinking that surely the city has no visual reminders from that time, packed as it is with thrusting glass and steel skyscrapers, banks, commodity exchanges, insurance companies. All is surely hard, glossy, uncompromising and modern and focused on money-making and power. But you'd be wrong, very wrong. Centuries-old traditions, customs and indeed punishments are played out year in and year out as though today's world didn't exist. I thought on this podcast I'd share with you some of these traditions. And if you were able to come on a medieval London walk one day, you'd hear much more about them. And one day, if you were wandering about the city, you might just witness a small group in medieval costumes processing with intent through the city, maybe carrying a red rose on a cushion, or indeed a hog's head, perhaps strangely dressed as porters in long aprons ceremoniously sweeping a narrow lane. Or perhaps you might view in bewilderment someone ritually beating the River Thames from the safety of a boat and later come across the same party thrashing the pavement with birch brooms. Well, what's all that about? I thought I'd start with the punishment meted out to Sir Richard and Lady Constance Knowles in 1381. A punishment to be carried out on Midsummer's Day every year for all eternity. The pair of them lived in a house on the west side of Seething Lane near the Tower of London. While Sir Richard was away fighting in a natty little war we had with the French, known as the Hundred Years' War, Lady Constance, fed up with the chaff dust blowing up from the threshing ground across the road, brought up the property, transformed it into a rose garden, and took upon herself to build a bridge across the road linking the two properties, all without the medieval equivalent of planning permission. For which the Lord Mayor ordered as a punishment, or more correctly as quitrent, the annual payment of one red rose to be delivered to the Lord Mayor on the feast of John the Baptist. The house, bridge and rose garden have long gone, but the garden still exists on the site, and every year a red rose is plucked from the garden, placed on a velvet cushion and carried in procession by the verger of the nearby church, All Hallows by the Tower, and the company of watermen and lightermen of the River Thames to the mansion house and delivered in lieu of the fine to the Lord Mayor. And what of a similar eternal punishment represented by the deliverance of a hogshead to the Lord Mayor by the Butcher's Company? Well, the Butcher's Company is one of over 100 livery companies in the city, which grew out of the medieval trade guilds, which promoted and protected trades in the city. The Butcher's Hall came to be near the meat market, and the whole area became known as the Shambles. The market for centuries was a live meat market with animals sold and slaughtered there, and the remains thrown into the nearby River Fleet. The stench of rotting meat must have been appalling. Eventually, the butchers were fined. There was a complaint, and the fine took the form of the annual conveyance of a boar's head to the Lord Mayor. And as this punishment has never been revoked, so it is enacted year after year after year. And as for the beating of the River Thames, now this is simply part of what's known as the beating of the bounds, when churches would mark out their parish boundaries by ritually beating out boundary markers, as it were, so beating it into the memory. As part of the boundaries of All Hallows lies in the River Thames, so that needs to be beaten too, originally by someone dangling over the edge of the boat to do so. Should you find yourself near the church of St Nicholas Garlickhithe in July, you might well see the strange sight of a wine porter of the Vintners' Company, had to do with wine, sweeping the lane with a birch broom. He precedes the newly appointed master and wardens, wearing furred gowns and Tudor caps, carrying posies. The posies were to try and make sweet the foul smells of the medieval city. Well, these are just a few of the many, many rituals and ceremonies that are carried out throughout the year in the city. No one who lives or works in the city bats an eyelid. These are part and parcel of the rich historical tapestry that is the City of London. So, if this has whetted your appetite, please look out for the next live medieval London walk or book one privately through the London Walks Company for up to 15 people. So, do look forward to seeing you.